The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a reminder of our competition this morning. Don't forget, Brooks and ourselves are giving you the chance to deck your garden out in style with a 1,000 Brooks voucher to spend on new decking, fencing, patio, whatever you wish. You've already received two clues about the place, which is today's answer. The third clue is as follows. Part of its name is not the daffodil, but the other national emblem of Wales. And just to recap on the other two clues, if I have them to hand, or do I have them to hand? I can't find them anyway. We'll have them later, but that's the third clue. You should know by now. Part of its name is not the daffodil, but the other national emblem of Wales. Have a listen to this.
The Voice of Ireland 2013 is... Keith!
Yes, yes. Very nice and warm memories for one Keith Hanley from Charleville in County Cork. And we'll be chatting to him in a moment about life after The Voice. But first of all, he's going to perform his new single. It's called Hush Here.
I could find a new place to be, but I never know, I never want to leave. I think I might have just found my new home. I could be the one you call to, I could be the one who cares. Cause when you wake up wondering where you are, you need someone beside you. I'm gonna be there for you, don't be scared, daddy's gonna hold you. Hush little baby, don't you cry, daddy's gonna hold you till the morning light. Hush little baby, just close your eyes, daddy's gonna hold you, gonna hold you. And I can see through the eyes of all these minds, and I can find something inside to make them smile, to make them laugh. They take this world and make it last, to lift me up when I am deep in darkness. They bring this life to life, and I'll just take away the sadness. Hush, little baby, don't you cry, daddy's gonna hold you till the morning light. Hush, little baby, just close your eyes, daddy's gonna hold you, gonna hold you. It's times like these that I believe in miracles. It's times like these that I believe. Hush, little baby, don't you cry, daddy's gonna hold you till the morning light. Hush, little baby, just close your eyes, daddy's gonna hold you till he holds you. Hush, little baby, don't you cry, daddy's gonna hold you till the morning light. Hush, little baby, just close your eyes, daddy's gonna hold you, gonna hold you tight.
And that was Keith Hanley with his latest single, Hush. And he was accompanied on guitar by Richie McCourt. And Keith, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me, John.
And take us back 12 months ago. You've won The Voice. What happened next?
Yeah, well, at this present moment, we're still, you know, in promotion-wise and getting out there as much as we can. But it's an absolute whirlwind, you know. And for the material that you just heard there, Hush, which is the title of my album, Hush, I was absolutely honoured and privileged that I got the opportunity to co-wrote, co-arrange, and from every single detail from the album, from the fashion, from the artwork. Thankfully, I was being able to be given that opportunity, and it's my body of work. And look, it's definitely an experience. Every morning I get up, I'm learning every single thing that goes into what I'm about to get myself into. But just keep smiling and hopefully we'll keep going.
Yes, and it's evident that you have a big smile on your face this morning.
You have to
and I'm just wondering, Keith, though, in the wake of all, because you went from anonymity, you were not known anywhere apart from in your local your local town, Charleville, but you went from, you suddenly became a sort of a star, or at least very instantly recognisable. So how was that transition?
Yeah, no, it was tough, to be fair, because you're given such a short period of time, as we are aware, only a few weeks, and you're trying to portray you as an artist and the character and what style you're actually into. And I'm delighted from all the performances. I might not have been happy with every single performance, but again, you know, for me personally, coming off a show like that, I've definitely learned by living the moment and doing that moment and doing as best you can, I move on and I don't come back. And coming down to the point, I've been in such a sharp like period of time, being on the papers, being face all over the place, you know, it's like at the start I was always running for the opportunity. The family was like, oh, Keith, John Page, this and that, and come on, Keith, look at this. And at the start, obviously, I'd run and see it, but at times it might not be the nicest and it might not be at you know, the best thing said, but,
What do you mean? Give us an example.
Like, just, I suppose it's the whole, because I'm being compared, I suppose, because there's so many other contestants on the show that we're trying to battle for this title, if you want to call it.
Oh, so that was during the show itself?
It would have been during the show,
actually, we can now hear, actually, a representative sample of what you did on
what
The Voice.
I did?
Yes, have a listen.
I've worked my days away for a while. Someone to say well done. Someone to say good job. Well, it's not for me. Don't need no one to hold my head. I see this quest of life, and I say it if I am wrong, or begrudge me if I'm right. I need you to understand. Tried so hard to be a man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only thing can I begin to live in the life.
The fans. Yeah. My recollection is you did very good dance routines as well.
Absolutely,
on the songs. So the Voice is over. You've been crowned champion. Your coach was Jamelia.
Yes.
What happened there? Did you continue to stay in touch? Did you stay in touch with her after you won?
Unfortunately, we didn't. It's kind of been a thing coming down to the papers again, I suppose, for me learning from this whole experience that there was a lot of comments thrown out that she has been denied access towards me from the label's perspective, and that because of her distance, it would have been a disadvantage for her to, I suppose, be a part of it. I wanted her to be a part of it, absolutely, you know, and I don't know what happened, to be fair. I just went in and I, you know, went straight into the album process, and I wasn't aware of all this happening. But look, Jamelia, you know, for what she did for me throughout the show, that's what she was there for, and I can't be blessed enough for what she did. And it comes down to the routines and the dance. We felt it was a complete risk of the highest level, you know, because I know it's the Voice of Ireland, and I know a lot of people might have been confused that, and that's where the comments come in, I suppose, that it's the Voice and your man is dancing and, you know, he's losing breath and all this kind of stuff. But I was delighted that that was portrayed, and, you know, hopefully and thankfully the nation, they enjoyed that, and that's what Jamelia, thankfully, you know, pushed, as well as all the team behind the show.
So you parted ways, really, then, essentially after the show. Well, or was that the way it was meant to be, or was it meant to be a much closer relationship?
Well, I was hoping, I suppose, that it would have been a closer relationship, and I only recently met her because I was on the show 2 weeks ago, but there hasn't been a dark cloud, and there never will be a dark cloud over us. We've definitely been built a bond, if you want to call it. And
so there's no hurt there on your part?
Not at all. Look, I suppose, look, that's just the way the show is, you know, coming off a show like that. You know, she did what she was supposed to do for me, and that's what I needed.
But wasn't it part of it meant to be that she sticks with you?
Mentoring and stuff. Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose I wasn't aware. It could have been the type of show restrictions. And, you know, I think, like, I'm learning as well that part of my people's people. So I could have, her people's people could have told her this and that and whatever like that.
So you don't think she abandoned you, in other words?
I don't really, no. But again, I would have appreciated more of a push, I suppose, in her part, but I wouldn't have been aware of what happened in her, you know, at the other side of the pond. So
I see, the expectation, you had a certain expectation about what would happen after the show.
Maybe, because look, I coming down to being at this short period of time of what I did, you know, I was vulnerable and I still am vulnerable, and I wouldn't, like, I was kind of at that stage also where I was slightly iffy and I was unsure with management and what routes and stuff like that. But for what, you know, the album that you're about to hear, I did it on my own back, thankfully, and I stuck with my gut, and the album that you hear, I'm absolutely delighted with it, and it comes down to great direction, thank God.
Keith, you said vulnerable. What do you mean by that?
Like, you know, coming off a show like that, because it was only a few weeks of just soaking in absolutely everything, coming off such a massive national platform and then coming off it and then just learning the, I suppose, just the way the industry runs and, you know, it coming down to the behind the scenes. And I've always stressed that to a lot of people that have supported me and, you know, to try and push. And it's kind of tough because a lot of people will be like, sometimes they're appreciative of the time that needs to go into it, but then they're like, oh, sure, where is he? What's he doing? And it's only, I'm trying to broadcast the amount that does go into it, you know, and I'm delighted the amount that we did put into this project. As I say, my body of work, I constantly stress that it is my body because from every detail, I've been honoured to have the input.
And this was part of the winning. This was part of the deal.
It is,
That when you win The Voice, you get a deal with a record company, and that's Universal.
Yeah.
And the idea then is a certain amount of money is set aside.
Yeah.
Is it 50 grand that the
deal
is
worth?
No, it wouldn't
have been that high. Jeez,
No. Can you tell us what it was?
Well, it's not as high as that anyway. Like, it's not an awful
basically
amount.
It's a record deal.
It would have been
a deal. It's a deal to record an album.
Exactly. And what needs to go into the project, they will give out, which is great.
Yeah. So you've been very low profile now nationally, haven't you?
Yeah.
And a lot of people would be saying, and I don't mean to be smart.
No, sure,
they would have been saying, who won The Voice last year? Keith Hanley, what's he doing? Is he doing anything? Was he a flop? Do you get a little bit of that? Or?
Yeah, no, it's a tough one to try and overcome, I suppose, because of I think these type of shows are perceived in that kind of way. You know, the winners don't necessarily come out on top as best as the runners up and all this kind of stuff. But I'm trying to achieve, and I will continue to achieve. You know, coming off a show like that, these shows are perceived as a backdoor or an easier option into what they call fame. And you know, before I ever even went into a show like this, I've been working my ass off from gigs and just trying to make it as much as I can, and thankfully this has been the route that I've never ever imagined myself to go down. Like, I put my hands up, I was the person at home sitting on the couch as well as us all watching these type of shows and screaming out poor criticism and guff at these poor people pushing as much as they can of themselves, and to actually live the experience, it's a completely different just a whirlwind of emotions and absolutely everything. But I'm delighted. I think things are meant, for sure. And look, if stuff doesn't go, using the term flap, you know, I might go away maybe again and just reinvent myself and come out and be absolutely solid and ready to go again. But yeah, you'll see my smiley mug again. And hopefully continuing.
But your plan is to be full-time in music for a long time to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm blessed as well that I get to do my other passion, which is working as a care assistant in the local foundation in my town. And because I remember coming off the Late Late there a few weeks ago then as well. And I was on the Late Late on the Friday night, and then I had a 12-hour shift the morning after, and then all the carers, and they're like, what are you doing here? I said, I'm working. And
this
they're
is
like,
your life.
But that is my other passion, absolutely. Yeah. And
But you have your day job, and this is in addition to your day job.
Exactly.
Would you plan then, would it be your ambition then to forget about the day job as a care assistant and concentrate on music full time?
Well, it might come to that stage, definitely. It might have to be 100% priority for the music. And if it does, I will continue. But I'm going to stress that they have to at least give me one day a week to go down and visit the guys that I look after. Because I'm not just saying it just to get the old sympathy or whatever. It's not that whatsoever. It's been broadcasted throughout the show in a great way, in an actual factual way, which I was proud of. You know, the lads take me as I am, not in The Voice or whatever, just Keith there down in Charleville, you know, and it's an amazing feeling. I love
with people
it
that you, they're very dear to you.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. So as I said, I've been working. It's I'm balancing the two of them, which is great at this present moment. But if it does come down to the priority of the music, you know, as I said, I'll try and. I'll make sure I visit.
You'll try. You'll ensure that you maintain the connection. So last question to you then, Keith. If you were doing it again, for instance, if people are listening and wondering, God, will I enter The Voice? What would your advice be to them?
I think, because I was there now a few weeks ago and I was meeting with the contestants and I was telling them and stuff. And, you know, as I said, your first instinct would be to jump at these opportunities, you know, especially the papers and YouTube. And unfortunately, they're the areas that are just a no-no for me learning from it. But, you know, I think it's vital that you really just stress and push as much as you can of you. If you're not happy with it, just, I suppose, just make sure to say it. But again, as I said, if people have a negative approach about it, because as I said, I was the person that I never felt I would ever do it, I'm delighted I've done it because of what I've got out of it, what I've achieved. It depends on the person. It depends on if you have a ground, a foundation behind you to keep you going, keep your 2 feet on the floor, you'll be flying it. You'll be flying it.
Great.
There's still plenty more.
Well, the single is called Hush. The album is called, Keith?
Hush, yeah. The Hush, that's
Hush
the title
is the name
of
the album. Yeah. And the single
the new
that,
one
that
is
we
Hush.
Heard. Well, good luck with it.
Come here, thanks for having me.
Not at all. That's Keith Hanley, thanks all the way from Charleville in County Cork. Cheers, Keith.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.